If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, this week I'm going to be, I'm working on some more interviews, but this week, as I'm in the process of working on interviews, I'm basically doing the programs myself, which I usually do, but I do want to bring more interviews to you, so we'll be doing that as well. But I wanted to touch on something that a lot of people are looking at the issues of our country, and they're seeing great division, and they're seeing great problems in our country. And in the midst of this, they're asking, how did we get to this position, and how did all of this happen? Well, first of all, I'm going to tell you what I personally believe is how we got into this position. And you can be focused on whatever group you want, and you can blame them, and you can blame whoever you want. You can blame whatever political party. You can blame whomever. But I personally believe a lot of what led us to the extreme division was 9/11. A lot of people don't realize that there are, and I haven't done a lot of study on this, but I know a little bit about it, which sometimes a little bit knowledge is dangerous. But anytime you have a major event like 9/11, you know, once we seem to right ourselves from this, we all think we're fine, but we're not. Because as you know, when you have a tragic event happen in your life, you may, after a few weeks, be able to readjust and everything seems fine, but you know it takes a long time for your whole mind and body to adjust to that. And maybe even up to a year or longer. And if you don't do that, then grief counselors, for example, will tell you that that system of trying to adjust for that will keep going and going and going until finally every stage of healing has happened and there is a complete readjustment. But that can take anywhere from a year to years. You know, you've dealt with people who have suffered a great tragedy and they are never the same. And you realize that this is one of the aspects that happens as part of our humanity. And I actually believe that 9/11 is something that did that to us as Americans. So you may not be able to go back and say, well, you know, I'm not sure if it's 9/11, but you look at the division in our country and see everyone is focused on one person or another, or one group or another, or whatever, saying that they are responsible for the division, when in fact, it really is all that very human background that happens when we as a community, in this case, the United States, suffer an intense form of trauma. So I believe that it has a lot to do with it. One of the other things that I noticed long ago that happened, and if you look very carefully, you can see that this is part of what can happen, is there is a loss of a sense of charity. Now, when we're talking charity, we have to be careful. We don't mean, which is fine, I mean, there's nothing wrong with this kind of charity. We don't mean donating to others, but charity is being respectful and patient with others, as we may see, for example, in the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. For example, in one of the spiritual works of mercy, I believe It might be corporal. I think it's spiritual. It means bear wrongs patiently. So you realize that the exact opposite of that work of mercy, bear wrongs patiently, is cancel culture. It's the exact opposite. And when we lose a sense of charity, then what happens is then we're off kilter and we're going to not be patient with others, but we're going to attack others for offending us. And you see a lot of that has been going on as well. And so we've seen that. We've seen that whole concept of just attacking, which causes more division. And the more this division happens, because of a loss of a sense of charity, and I'll talk about more in a minute or so, the more that we end up being divided and more deeply. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL. Our program is a bridge. It's delivering God's word to those who are unable to attend Mass, and even those who do attend Mass but are looking to have some experience to build up their faith, including people who are outside of the Catholic Church. And as the Lord gives graciously to others, so he calls us to give graciously to others in spreading his word. And that's why our program exists, to bring God's message to you. But we can't do it alone. We need sponsors and underwriters who believe in the power of spreading God's love. With your support, we can continue to touch lives and bring hope to those in need. So we ask you to join us in this divine mission and be ready and be a part of something truly meaningful. Together, let's make a difference. And if you'd like to be part of that, you'd like to be a sponsor or an underwriter, please contact me through, this is Father Robert J. Carr, through St. Anthony Parish, stanthonyalston.org. And that's our website, and you'll find how to contact us. You can call me, you can send an email and tell me that you're interested in being a sponsor or underwriter, or at the same time, you can contact us through catholicaudiomedia.com. So we're talking about this reality that one of the things that has happened is we've lost a sense of charity. And I always go back to John Adams' words. Remember those words. Our Constitution was built for a religious people. Well, why would that be the case? Because religious people generally have a sense of charity. So we recognize and they understand to be patient with others and they understand to try to do what's best for others. But when we lose that, then it's all, I'm going to do what's best for myself. And when that happens, that's when you will see a breakdown within society. And this is the major issue that we're dealing with in our country. So as long as we're sitting there focused on, well, you know, it's the Republicans, or you know, it's the Democrats, or you know, it's those kind of people, or you know, it's that kind of people, or whatever, or even naming particular persons, we may lose a sense of what really is going on. And that is caused by the tremendous trauma that we as a nation suffered on 9/11. One of the things to keep in mind in light of that, in that tremendous trauma, is that, as everyone says, September 10th was a different day than September 11th. September 10th was the end of the country as we knew it. Right up until that point. Once September 11th happened, then everything changed drastically. And then we also get rooted in a lot of fear-based realities, which is basically being spread about the Patriot Act. I'm not saying the Patriot Act. I'm saying about the Patriot Act, because it is making, people are making statements about it which may not be true. And that's an important consideration. I had a situation one time where someone was waiting for a package to be delivered to someone named Jihad. And apparently that was the name of the person. But anyway, someone named Jihad, who had financed the delivery of the package and was going back and forth very upset that this package hadn't arrived. He actually wasn't upset. The people calling him and saying, where is this package supposed to be there? Well, just so happens, this was on election night in 2004. And we were at the time, when I'm watching this, we were at the time about a mile from the entire Democratic Party. Remember, that's when John Kerry was running and he was having a big party at the Copley Hotel. So if you see something, say something. I called the FBI and the FBI says nothing we can do. And I'm going, so much for the for what everyone is saying about the Patriot, so much for what everyone is saying. There's nothing we can do. Maybe the, you know, whatever. But here we were, literally a mile from the Democratic Party, and someone is screaming through the phone to someone else about a package for someone named Jihad has not arrived. You know, maybe that's exactly what happened, but that's one of the things that people are spreading rumors, or you know what this means, you know what that means, and you know, this is, and this is, oh, da, da. You have to be careful. Think of it in the reality that we as a nation are still suffering from trauma from 9/11, and how do we fix that? That's when we have to get back to be people of prayer. That's when we have to get back to ask the Lord to bring us healing. That's when we as Catholics, who have been further traumatized because of the sex abuse crisis, have to get back to understanding the corporal and spiritual works of mercy and be signs of the presence of God to other people, especially during this time. Because I believe really what we are suffering in this country is still the unhealed effects of trauma from 9/11. Anyway, we'll talk more tomorrow, but in the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we'll see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.